You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Monday, April 24th, 2006. Of course, you're listening to this on Tuesday. Now, this is going to be, I'm starting out the show on the Apple geek kind of way, because today, Apple introduced the 17-inch MacBook Pro. And for those of you who are, you know, the geeks at heart, especially for Apple computers, I'm sure you've already heard this information, but I didn't get to read all the specs about it, so let's just take a look here. The 17-inch has the 2.16 gigahertz Core Duo chip. It's got one FireWire 400 and one FireWire 800 port, and it's got three USB ports. I know some people have been waiting for this, and it says that it's up to five times the horsepower of the PowerBook G4. I don't know if I'll believe that, but you know what people have been saying about these MacBook Pros, that they're very fast. Let me move this microphone a little bit here. I guess there's the National Association of the NAB conference. I don't know what that is, but that's supposedly going on, and Apple took the opportunity to introduce the 17-inch MacBook Pro at this show. I don't know that I'm impressed with the statistics. Now, what is this saying? That I went to the Mac Central website because they always talk about it. But what's the conference that's going on? It's NAB. I don't know what NAB stands for. Let's click on one of these and see what it says. Oh, yeah, National Association of Broadcasters. That's what I thought. Okay. So at the National Association of Broadcasters conference, Apple introduced the 17-inch MacBook Pro. And it's, of course, the 17-inch display. It's 6.8 pounds. It's got an 8X SuperDrive. I already said it's got 2.16 gigahertz Core Duo chip. It's got the EyeSight built in. It's got front row. Supposedly, it has a really nice graphics chip. Let me click on the graphics chip. I know this is boring for those of you who are not Apple fans or even care about the technical stuff of it, but where is the statistics? They usually have, oh, there it is, what's inside. They've changed this. Ah, there we go. Okay. Graphics. Where is the graphics chip? God damn it. Expansion, storage, audio, display. Oh God. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so Apple introduced... I knew that would be coming up soon. Okay, wait. Here we go. It's got the ATI Mobility Radeon X1600 with 256 megabytes of GDDR3 SD RAM and dual-link DVI. I don't know what the fuck that means. In any case, they introduced the 17-inch MacBook Pro. Now, I definitely will not be buying the 17-inch MacBook Pro because I currently have the 17-inch G4 PowerBook. It's about, oh my God, I think it's 3 years old now. Well, it will be 3 years old in September, I should say. What I am waiting for is the 12-inch because I've decided that I need to downsize because this computer is just way too big to carry around. And the boyfriend and I have found out that when we go to the wineries, we want to write about whatever it is we're writing about. It would be nice to have the laptop right there with us, but that the 17-inch is just way too big to carry around. So I'm hoping that they will be introducing either a MacBook, which would be like the iBook, or a 12-inch MacBook Pro, which is one I'd be more interested in because I definitely want to downsize. So yeah, so Apple introduced that today, and I'm not so sure that I'm impressed with it or will even buy it. I definitely will not buy it, but I'm sure those people out there will be ready to. Now, when are they going to introduce the 12-inch one? Because that's the one I want. That's the one I'm waiting for. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Now, let me go back to the Mac Central and see what they say. Anything special about this that I am not reporting? Let's see. I can just read this little tiny little article here. Visitors to Apple's booth at past National Association of Broadcasters trade shows typically see high-end equipment in Apple's demos. Power Mac G5s with X-Serves and RAIDs running in the background have been standard fare. This year's show is a little different. Apple is running all of its demos using the 17-inch MacBook Pro, Apple's new high-end laptop computer unveiled on Tuesday. Unveiled Tuesday? Today's Monday. Why are they saying Tuesday? Anyway, it says Apple said that they are very confident in the speed and capabilities of the new MacBook running the high-end applications in Final Cut Studio, which is what more and more of the professional editors are looking for, according to Apple. Increasingly, people are working with content, and that's not the one I was looking for. God damn it. I know, people hate when you sit here and talk on your show about things you see on the internet, and they can't follow along and see them either, but... all right, here's the one I was looking for. Apple on Monday introduced the 17-inch version of its Intel-powered MacBook Pro. The new laptop computer will start shipping next week for $2,799. Oh my God, that's quite a penny. The 17-inch MacBook Pro features a 2.16 GHz Intel Core Duo processor. It has a 667 MHz front bus side and 667 MHz DDR2 SD RAM, expandable to 2 GB. Now that's a good thing. The new large screen equipped MacBook Pro makes its debut during this week's National Association of Broadcasters trade show in Las Vegas, Nevada. David Moody, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Mac Product Marketing, told Macworld that the 17-inch laptop is a good fit for the pro video market. And then it goes on to say, blah, 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 blah. It's got the scrolling trackpad, FireWire 800, FireWire 400, three USB ports, optical and digital audio input and output, gigabit Ethernet, express card, 34 expansion slot, dual link digital visual interface, DVI, for connecting to an external monitor, built-in Bluetooth, and integrated AirPort Extreme 54 megabits wireless networking. Blah, 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 blah. This is what the people who are not tech people or even Mac fans, this is what they're hearing. Blah, 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 blah. Or like the, remember the Charlie Brown TV shows when any time the adults would speak, it was like this. Something like that. Anyway, so sorry about that technical shit. I just wanted to say that the Apple introduced that. And that's the new 17-inch MacBook Pro. It's nice and all, but as I said before, I'm not buying it. I'm waiting for the 12-inch. So let's move on to a new topic. As those of you who follow the podcasting world know, there's not really a controversy, but there's like a fight going between Adam Curry of the Daily Source Code and Madge Weinstein on East Radio about comments that were made. Well, I should back up here a bit. One day last week on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, he played a promo for this other show that said derogatory things towards gays, and Madge, on her show, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, started out the show saying that she was really pissed off with Adam Curry for, you know, letting that go and everything. And then on Friday's Daily Source Code, Adam fought back and basically gave his take on the whole thing. And then on Yeast 2, not Madge's regular one, but on Yeast 2, he pretty much apologized and said, you know, people can change and stuff like that. So, but my point here is that all of this kind of makes me think about gossip and how people, well, especially in the podcasting world, if you heard on one person's show that something else happened on somebody else's show, you are quick to run over to iTunes and subscribe to that show and get the latest show to hear the controversy. Now, think about when Fausto was asked to leave Eat This Hot Show, they kind of tiptoed around the subject for weeks and weeks and weeks, just, you know, barely mentioning it and briefly talking about it here and there. Well, I heard on Magic Show today that on the next Eat This Hot show, they're going to talk about the whole Fausto thing. They're going to give all the details and everything and get it all out in the open, which is interesting because it's you know, kind of past the time and things have gone by and there's really no reason to talk about it anymore. But just in terms of gossip, when someone hears that, what do you think is going to happen? Well, everyone is going to tune into that show because people want to know what went on, who said what, who got hurt, and of course the outcome was Fausto leaving Eat This Hot show. But I guess the point is that, well, I guess maybe I'm asking the question is, why do people want to know these things? Why they, you know, tune in to hear all of these people gossiping about different things? You know, there was a thing on Sunday, the CBS Sunday Morning Show, about gossip, and they pretty much said the same thing, that people just want to know. There was really no, it's like a genetic thing or an innate thing that humans have, that we need to know what's going on with other people and what the latest is, and possibly because our lives are so boring that we find turmoil or trouble with other people much more interesting than our own lives. And that's very possible. I'm not sure about that, but it's very possible. I know that certain podcasters will say things to get people to tune in or to listen to a certain show. And it works because I fall right into it. When I heard Madge's show on Friday when she was talking about this, and then I heard over the weekend on Yeast 2, I heard her rebuttal to Adam Curry. What did I do first thing this morning? I went to Daily Source Code and downloaded the show where he's talking about it, where Adam Curry's talking about it. And the thing is that, oh my goodness, excuse me. The thing is, I don't even listen to the Daily Source Code. I know that lots of people do, but I don't listen to it, so I have no idea what was going on. But because I heard it on Madge's show, I had to go and listen to it just to find out, you know, what was said and who was saying it and all that kind of thing, which, you know, just plays into that whole gossipy thing. You just got to know. And it's not just on podcasts. Think about in your daily life and at work or within your family or your group of friends. You know, if there's some kind of trouble going on, you need to know about it. You need to hear about it. And you want to know exactly what was said and who said it and what happened because they said it and, you know, all this kind of thing. And it's just amazing how, you know, everyone I know, well, I think everyone in the whole world enjoys gossip. They just love to hear what the hell's going on. Now, you know, as another example of that, I talked on the 200 on my 200th show about the controversy that I had with Eat This Hot show back in the summer, or I guess it was the early summer. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly when it was, but and I mentioned show 75. Well, I checked my statistics and over the weekend, and that show over the weekend has been downloaded like another 40 times since the initial posting of that show back whenever the hell it happened. I think it was in July, maybe. So, I mean, it kind of plays into it. I mentioned that whole thing about what was going on with me and told you that it was show 75. Well, people went and downloaded show 75 just to hear my emotional, you know, falling apart about the ribbing I got from Fausto on Eat This Hot show. So, you know, it's the whole thing with gossip. It's just amazing. And the thing is, I completely admit to it. I love to hear gossip. I love to be part of gossip. And it's so funny when someone's telling you gossip about or telling you anything about somebody else, they always say, now don't tell anybody, but, and then they tell you the juicy piece of news that they've got. And of course, you cannot keep it to yourself. You have to go to somebody else and say the same thing. Now, don't tell anybody, but I heard, you know, and then it goes on and on and on. And most of the stuff that people are saying is kind of useless information anyway. It's no big deal. And if you think about it, all the gossip that you hear, people always get over it, and it's over in a matter of time. But it's certainly fun and dramatic at the time that you're hearing it. Well, I guess maybe that's the whole thing, that people love drama, the whole, you know, playing into the whole drama thing. People love to hear drama and stuff, so gossip is fun. I'm sure you would participate in it. Oh, you know, and not really necessarily gossip, but how podcasters and just people in general tell you, oh, I've got something to tell you, that kind of thing. Well, last week, Wanda Wisdom on her show, Lucky Bitch Radio, started mentioning that she's got some big news coming. So she says, like, tune in next week. So, of course, it's, you know, people are going to listen to her show. So I tuned in, of course, today and listened to her show. And she said she's not going to announce it until Friday, but that it's life-changing news, that something big's going to happen. Well, I'm not in that loop of gossip that goes around with those podcasters. Even though I listen to their shows, I'm not really in contact with them, so I really don't know what the news could be. But my first guess would be that she's being picked up by Podshow and is going to be paid a salary to podcast, and she'll be able to, quit her little job that she has. Well, the other thing too is she's moving next weekend, so she's already got a lot of things going. But that's the news. That's what I bet it is. I don't know what it is, but that's what I'm betting that it is, that she is being picked up by Podshow and she'll now get paid to be a podcaster. So we'll have to listen for the rest of the week to find out, and definitely by Friday it should be announced, hopefully. Of course, I'll be listening because I'm a gossip queen. I love to hear gossip, and just like everybody else. So that's my topic on gossip. Now let's look into something else. In the news today, I'm recording this late afternoon before the national news even comes on, but I did happen to, I perused my websites, the Washington Post and stuff like that, and there was a bombing in Egypt today in a resort town. And let's see, I should just read this a little bit. It hasn't been updated, so I don't know if more people have died, but it says, three explosions rocked the Egyptian resort city of Dahab at the height of the tourist season, killing at least 18 people and wounding more than 150 at just one hotel. Police said the explosions hit the central part of the city, where there were many shops, restaurants, bars, and guest houses. The blast ripped through the town shortly after nightfall, when the streets would have been jammed with tourists, mainly Europeans, Israelis, and expatriates living in Egypt. Excuse me. So I wonder who's claiming, it doesn't say, who's claiming responsibility, and they just go into some background information. So I definitely will have to tune into the national news tonight and find out what's going on with that. That's a little, well, that's not really scary because it's not in my backyard, but poor people in Egypt are being bombed away. Now, I did want to talk about, I think I've mentioned this before, that I belong to the Gay Book of the Month Club. I think I mentioned this a while ago, and I haven't talked about it in a while. But since we had the boyfriend and I went to New Orleans, and we had the plane flight where we had plenty of time to kill, and we both took books to read, I've decided that it's time to get back to reading books. Because, well, for years and years and years, I would read for like a half an hour before going to bed. But now that I'm so busy, I don't even have time for that. I just kind of fall asleep. But I got my latest Book of the Month Club thing about 2 weeks ago, and I'm thumbing through because I always like to see what, what books are coming up, and what's for sale with it, because I always like, my genre is gay fiction, so I love like gay love stories and gay fiction, so I mean just in general. So, and this I call it the Gay Book of the Month Club, but it's not, it's called Insight Out Books, and I'm sure I've talked about it before. And they're all gay titles. So I mean, and they have everything. They have mysteries. They have biographies, autobiographies. They have they have every kind of genre that you can think of for gay books. But of course, I focus on the gay fiction, the love stories. So I'm thumbing through the catalog and I'm reading the different descriptions of the books, and I found four books that I decided to buy. And of course, I don't need to buy any more books. But one author that I've read a couple of his books, and I still have like one, I think one of one other one, blah, 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 one other title of his to read. But of course, I see his name and I think, oh, I've liked his books in the past, so I'm going to buy this book. So I went ahead and bought it, and I guess it's his latest title. It's called Someone Like You by Timothy James Beck. Timothy James Beck actually has commented on my blog a couple times when I've written about the book. But it says in the jacket cover, it says, in search of favorite boyfriend fiction author Timothy James Beck, who brought us I'm Your Man, It Had to Be You, and He's the One, takes us on a field trip to the Mall of Life. The Mall of the Universe is known for its outer space theme, and its inhabitants definitely seem to come from another planet. Vienna is a bitterly divorced, imposing African-American beauty whose psychology license was suspended when she went after... Oops, sorry about that. After a client with a letter opener. Now she's determined to work in every store at the mall. Devi is the mall's top hairdresser. Behind his satirical sense of humor lies the lonely man looking for Mr. Right. Derek has made his home in his boyfriend's mall hotel, and he's about to be single and homeless. And Christian is a frustrated artist whose metrosexual appeal could charm the pants off anyone. His seminars may help mall friends, but he can't seem to get his own life together. Buyer beware. A quick trip to the mall is about to become an all-day event with a group of zany mall rats looking to get caught up in a trap of love. So that sounds pretty interesting. That has four complex characters to read about. Again, it's called Someone Like You by Timothy James Beck, and he's one of my favorite authors. And then two other books that I bought, and I'm not going to read the jacket covers, don't worry. One is called Rock Starlet by Stuart Lewis. I'm not even sure what that's about. I don't remember reading the description, but I'm sure I did. I wouldn't have bought it. I keep touching the desk and making all those noises on the microphone. Sorry. And the other one is America's Boy, a memoir by Wade Rouse. Now, I do remember reading about this one because they compared this guy's memoir to Augustine Burroughs. And I love Augustine Burroughs. He's one of my favorite authors as well. He wrote Running with Scissors, Dry, a compilation of his other stories, and Cellavision. And Cellavision was his first book, and I read that one. I read all of his books. So they compare this guy, Wade Rouse, and his book is called America's Boy, a memoir, to Augustine Burroughs. So that's why I bought this one, hoping that if the humor and the wit is the same as Augustine Burroughs, I will definitely enjoy this book. And speaking of Augustine Burroughs, his latest book is, let me see, I have the little thing here, the little flyer that tells you the books. Where is it? Can you hear this? Oh, here it is. Coming attraction, Augustine Burroughs, the master of memoirs and zany tales, is back with all new stories. And his next book is called Possible Side Effects. And I am definitely going, and it says True Stories by Augustine Burroughs. So when I purchased these three other books, I went ahead and reserved my copy of Possible Side Effects by Augustine Burroughs. And besides the fact that he's a great writer and I absolutely love his stories, he is a little hottie too. They have a little picture of him on there, but if you go to his website, you will see that he's definitely a little hottie. So I'm just getting myself prepared for summer reading because I think I mentioned once before that I had like 12 or 14 books on my nightstand to read. Well, that list is down to about 8 now, so it was time to buy some more books. So I have three books that I just bought and one coming that will definitely keep me in reading for the summer months. And I've got plenty of time off, although I will be busy this summer. But so the summer reading is here, and I'm ready to go for that. So that's my little book talk for today. I know when I talked about this before, this one guy had sent me an email about, because when I was talking about books before, he mentioned his books. I can't remember who he was. And I don't think I bought his books. But if you have an author that you enjoy, if you read gay fiction, gay love stories, and you have an author that I'm not familiar with, send me an email. Let me know who it is, and I'll check into their books. And if I like them, I'll buy them and read them, because I definitely enjoy the gay fiction. God, I keep hitting the table. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Let's see, what do I need to talk about before? I was going to mention all the people who left comments and stuff like that. Let's go to the website and see. Oh, by the way, I am on Skype, and there's nobody on Skype talking to me. So John Ong is online, but he says, text me before you call. I'm at work. Well, Mr. Ong, I won't be calling you because I don't want to bother you at work. I think my little tagline says, call me, I'm recording a show, something like that. But from the 200th podcast, we had 9 comments, the most ever. And the last one was from Andrew of I Say, I Say, I Say. And he mentioned a little bit about the 200th show on his latest show. So thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that. And I did listen to it this morning on my way to work. And I appreciate the little mention there. And speaking of Andrew's show, I say, he talked about his last episode where they were talking about these two people who I thought were actual singers, but turns out they were just acting. It was totally made up. So I was just as confused as other listeners you had there, Andrew. And I know you listened, so thank you again. Anyway, then we heard from Michael Sage and Tigger and Beth and John Ong and John Q and Vincent and Mr. Poos and Mike Hip. So thank you all for the comments from the 200th episode. And I think it's been downloaded like 125 times. So definitely people are listening. You know, and John Ong was talking about how his listenership was going down. And I know I've mentioned that before too, but I'm not as concerned about how many people listen, as long as there's a couple people listening and they enjoy me rattling on and on about nothing, that I'm going to keep on podcasting. So not that I ever thought about not podcasting. Okay, and the last thing I want to mention was on yesterday's show, Monday's show, the boyfriend and I recorded audio on the way to the winery and on the way back, and he was mentioning my digestive problems over the weekend, and it was because I ate an entire box of All Brand yogurt bites, but I didn't eat it in one day. I ate it over like 4 days, and that's why I had explosive diarrhea over the weekend, but I'm fine now. But I didn't write anything in the show notes. I just posted the picture of the All Brand yogurt bites because that is the reason why I was having those bathroom issues over the weekend. All right, you don't need to know that. That's disgusting, and it's useless information. But anyway, so boys and girls, I think that's all. I think we'll wrap up now. So thank you for listening. Thank you for saying subscribed. And until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.